Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Wednesday of the first week of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, that in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, He spoke to us through a Son, whom He made heir to all things, and through whom He created the universe, who is the refulgence of His glory, the very imprint of His being, and who sustains all things by His mighty word. What other signs do we seek? If our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not enough for us, then who is, or what is? God reveals Himself fully to us in His beloved Son, and through His wondrous creation. What other signs do we seek, we of little faith? And that is on us, not God. Fortunately for us, God is loving and merciful and never abandons us. He continues to speak to us and show us the path through Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Who are the Jonas in our lives, who God has sent to call us to repentance and belief in the gospel? Those who have eyes ought to see. Those who have ears ought to hear. Let us pray that we may see the sign that we seek in our lives, Jesus Christ our Lord. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me of my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out of your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Amen.